We're setting our sights on three completely different cities today on Travel with Rick Steves. Milan is the home to Da Vinci's masterpiece, The Last Supper. We'll hear what else it offers visitors to Italy's commercial powerhouse city. For an intimate alternative, a hometown guide tells us what to see in the canal-lined heart of Bruges in Belgium. Let's start the hour checking in with Mike Swagunski from his home studio in Tbilisi, Georgia. After living in Medellin, Colombia for a year and dealing with the headache of constant visa renewals and approvals, digital nomad Mike Swagunski headed for Georgia, the one 6,000 miles east of Atlanta in what used to be the USSR. Mike's been in the Republic of Georgia now for the last year, and he lives right in the middle of its capital city, Tbilisi. Georgia's capital has been a crossroads of ethnicities, religions, and backgrounds for centuries. And after generations of hard times, Tbilisi is now a more stable city and boasts an improving economy. Today, Mike Swagunski joins us to talk about what life in modern Tbilisi is like and why it should be a top digital nomad destination for travelers. Mike, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me on here, Rick. Excited to chat about Tbilisi.
Yeah, no, first of all, I'm eager to get into Tbilisi, but I want to also remind people, you are not on vacation. You are living and working as a digital nomad, and that's what you write about in your book, which is called Global Career, How to Work Anywhere and Travel Forever. You love living and working in Georgia, and you are still working as if you could be anywhere on the planet. What is a digital nomad, and why is the Republic of Georgia a great place for you to use as a hub?
Yeah, essentially a digital nomad is anybody who's able to make money from their laptop and doesn't have to stay in one location. Tbilisi has been one of the best digital nomad hubs, and it's becoming one of the most popular places for digital nomads. And one of the big draws is how welcoming they are to expats, digital nomads, and online entrepreneurs. And one of the examples is, I've never seen this anywhere in the world after visiting 85 countries. The person who takes your passport, you give them your passport, they give you a stamp for 1 year as a tourist, and then they hand you a mini bottle of wine. It took a few minutes to go through the border control, and they just seem very welcoming. It's a small country of around 3.7 million people. And Tbilisi in Georgia has just been one of these places that's embracing digital nomads and very welcoming to all types of tourists and travelers.
So, Mike, for me, I always go to Europe, and it occurs to me there's all these exciting destinations that almost nobody goes to, it seems like. I mean, I can't remember talking to anybody who loves Tbilisi. And it's only a couple of hours on the plane east of Istanbul or Rome or Berlin or Frankfurt. You can just go there, and not only are you warmly welcomed, but they give you a bottle of wine. Is it realistic for somebody who's going to Europe to spend a couple of extra hours on the plane and just check out Georgia?
I 100% think that it is. I think it's one of these places that's a little bit off the beaten path, but the flight is definitely worth it. And the great thing about Tbilisi in Georgia is it's fairly compact, so you can see a lot of the country within a little bit of time. And there's so much to explore. It's like a mini Switzerland, but for one-tenth the cost.
Wow, a mini Switzerland with one-tenth of the cost. That sounds appealing. Now, when you're there, do you feel like you're in Eastern Europe or Southwest Asia? What's the culture that you see on the street?
So it feels traditionally like a European style. It's kind of a modern city mixed in with some older architecture. But essentially, the culture is European, but the pricing is based off kind of similar to Southeast Asia.
Now, it was part of the Soviet Union, but that was, you know, 40, 50 years ago. Do you feel Russian influence to this day? Is the language still predominant? Does it sort of face Moscow or does it face London?
Yeah, I would say there's historically a lot of the, you know, older generation, their second language is going to be probably Russian. But if they're under 30, most of the people are going to be speaking a second language of English. And I would say they've definitely tried to kind of turn their backs to Russia a little bit and embrace more of the U.S., London kind of culture.
You know, like Americans love their Mexican food. When I was in Russia, in St. Petersburg, everybody was going out for Georgian food. It was a local favorite. How's the food for you?
Oh, it's so delicious. And if you are coming here, get ready to pack on a few pounds. The wine is very tasty and extremely affordable, too.
Now, is this a mix of cuisines? Because you're surrounded by pretty good cuisine. I mean, there's Turkish and Russian, Hungarian around you, or is it distinctly Georgian?
I would say the majority is Georgian, but they do have a lot of great international options. So even if you're looking to get Asian food, Turkish food. They kind of have something for everyone here. There's a really in-depth amount of food options in Tbilisi.
When I was in St. Petersburg, we went out for Georgian. There's some kind of a pizza.
Oh, yeah. Kachapuri.
Kachapuri. That's it. Yeah. Describe the pizza.
My favorite dish is the Jarian Kachapuri, which is like a boat-shaped pizza with some butter and egg in the middle. It looks so interesting, but it tastes delicious.
Oh, you know, there's a similar pizza like that in Turkey. So that's sort of from that region, I think. What about the local dumplings are a favorite thing also.
Yeah, the kinkalis. So these are meat or cheese stuffed dumplings with a little bit of soup inside. So there's a certain way to eat it. You're not supposed to pick it up with a fork. You need to kind of grab it with your hands, take a little bite, mm-hmm. and then you kind of just drink the soup out of it, and then you bite into it. Mm-hmm. So it's a little bit different than other dumplings.
Yeah, I felt like a real klutz when I was trying the dumplings when I was with my friends in Russia. It was just a hilarious and a tasty evening going out for Georgian food and eating the dumplings. What are they called? Kinkali or something?
Kinkalis, yes.
And I've got a friend who imports wine, and I'm always tuned into wine in Italy and France, and this guy's really got high standards, and he was blown away by the quality of the wine in Georgia.
Yeah, I mean, they essentially are accredited with finding the earliest remnants of wine in Georgia, so they essentially invented it, and they've got it figured out by this point. They've been able to make some extremely delicious wine, and if you're interested in wine, if you visit Tbilisi, the wine country is only about an hour and a half away from Tbilisi, so you can get out to the vineyards and stomp on some grapes.
And it's probably not very expensive wine either. Mike Swagunski is a digital entrepreneur who advocates working from home overseas. Mike hosts a YouTube channel and is the author of Global Career, How to Work Anywhere and Travel Forever. Right now on Travel with Rick Steves, Mike's letting us in on why he's chosen to live in Tbilisi, the capital of the Republic of Georgia. Mike blogs at globalcareerbook.com. Okay, Mike, Georgia is a relatively small country, less than 4 million people. It's got beautiful landscapes, you said like Switzerland, but at a tenth of the cost. The capital city where you live it's got 1.5 million people? It's almost pushing half the people in the whole country live in the capital city. What is Tbilisi like? Is it a lot of former Soviet cities just feel gutted and concrete and very utilitarian? Is there any charm? Is there a labyrinthine old town? What does it feel like to explore Tbilisi?
Yeah, it definitely has some of those older Soviet-style buildings, but it kind of adds to the atmosphere here because there's so many beautiful old architectures mixed in with some of these old Soviet buildings, and then a blend of these really unique modern architectures. So it's a beautiful city, and there's so many lovely parks here. I would say that's something that I never realized after living in Colombia is how much I miss being able to go to a nice park, have a picnic, kind of hang out and go to a cafe. There's really a beautiful old town area as well, in addition to all these wonderful parks and botanical gardens.
So it sounds like they love their botanical gardens, and it's even tied in with their parks and their hikes and their funiculars and cable cars. There's a lake near the capital, Lake Lisi.
Yeah, Lake Lisi is another beautiful area. Essentially, if you're into hiking and outdoor stuff, Tbilisi in Georgia is going to be a great destination for you. Even in your own backyard of Tbilisi, I live, a 5-minute walk to some of the nicest hikes in the city. So you don't have to travel too far, but if you want to get in a car, you can venture off to some, really nice parks and botanical gardens just right outside of the city.
This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking with Mike Swagunski, and his book is Global Career, How to Work Anywhere and Travel Forever. So, Mike, I'm just going to fly into Tbilisi, and you're going to meet me and give me the most amazing day to make me realize Tbilisi is a place that should be on our radar when we're thinking of flying all the way to Europe. What would we do if I was with you for one day of the best of Tbilisi?
Yeah, Rick. So I would definitely welcome you by starting off with some traditional Georgian dancing, a good Georgian meal with kinkalis and ajari and kachapuris. And they've got some delicious food here. So after a nice lunch, I would say we'd probably go to the old town, experience some of the bathhouses, and just kind of walk around the fortress area, take a funicular and cable car, and maybe even visit the bathhouses to get a nice relaxing sauna experience. They have some really hot natural sulfur springs. And then after we've kind of relaxed, go and experience some of the wine culture and maybe do a wine tour. So one of the most happening areas is in Vera, and there's a lot of great wine tastings and restaurants that offer delicious wine. So I know you do like to have a good glass of wine, so I try to take you on an introductory tour and a sampling of wine in the center of the city, Vera. And then after that, kind of show you some of the biggest sites, the Holy Trinity Cathedral, which is one of the largest churches in the world. And then also take you out to the Chronicles of Georgia, which is a massive monument located near the Tbilisi Sea. So we've got definitely a big day packed if you do end up coming to visit here.
So what is the Chronicles of Georgia? It sounds interesting, but what kind of monument is that?
Yeah, essentially it's these huge black pillars. It was built around 20 years ago. I've never seen anything like this. The only thing that I could say it kind of looks like is a modern day Stonehenge. So it's something similar to that, but it was built within the fairly recent times.
What is your experience as an American who's expat living in Tbilisi? What's the welcome that you've experienced, and what's the welcome I can expect if I visit the Republic of Georgia?
Yes, I would say coming to Tbilisi in Georgia has been one of the most welcoming countries I've ever visited. And I think it probably goes back to their old proverb, every guest is a gift from God. They really, truly believe that every person and tourist visiting here is somebody that they should welcome with open arms, give them a good Georgian experience. And the locals here are extremely friendly. I would say the culture is one of the most welcoming countries that I've ever visited. And I guarantee if you come here, you'll really get along well with Georgian people.
Mike Swagunski, thanks so much for a peek at Georgia, and best wishes with your work as the author of Global Career, How to Work Anywhere and Travel Forever.
Thanks so much for having me on, Rick. Looking forward to meeting up with you one day here in Tbilisi, Georgia.
Sounds great. You can listen to Mike's earlier interviews about living as a digital nomad. Links are in the notes for this week's show at ricksteves.com/radio. We're at 877-333-RICK as we explore the charm of Bruges in Belgium next. It's Travel with Rick Steves.